Good evening. It's great to be here, and I'd just like to thank you for your invitation to come along. I've just come to share a word of testimony of what the Lord has done in my life. And you know, friends, I don't want you to see me tonight. I don't want you to see me because I am weak, and I stand here as a sinner just saved by grace. But tonight I want you to turn your eyes upon Jesus. Tonight I want you to see the one that is amazing, the one that is mighty to save. I want you to see him tonight. And I can say, like the hymn writer, I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. I suppose if you were to ask me what verse in the Bible would sum up my testimony, I'll just ask you to turn it to it now, please. It's found in Luke's Gospel, chapter 1 and verse 49. Luke chapter 1, verse 49. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. As it's been said, my name is Naomi Miller. I was going to say, for those of you who don't know me, but I suppose most people in here wouldn't know me. But I live just outside a village called Benburb, and you probably have never heard of it in your life. But it's a small village just between Dungannon and Armagh. I was brought up there with my mum, my dad, and my two brothers. And you know, friends, I had the privilege of being brought up in a Christian home. I had the privilege of being brought up in a home where my mother and my father loved the Lord. I was faithfully sent along to Sunday school, to Good News clubs, and to all the meetings going. And you know, you may say, well, that's okay, you were brought up in that faith, and that is why you believe it, and that's why you follow it today. But friend, that's not true. Because Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto me. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There's no other way. This is the only way. This is the only way of salvation. And I thank the Lord that I was brought up in the truth. And the Bible says, train up a child in the way they shall go, and when he is old, they will not depart from it. And I thank the Lord that I haven't departed from it. And as a young child, I trusted the Lord as my Saviour. I had that childlike faith, and you know, friends, I think it's a great thing. It's a thing that we need to get back to, is having that childlike faith. You know, we can be so caught up in opinions and knowledge and knowing all, but we need to get back to that faith of a child, what a child would have. And I loved the Lord as a child, and growing up, as a Christian, I suppose, I went through high school and I never really stood out as a Christian. I blended in with the crowd. I blended in. I was cold at heart. I could say I acted like a nice Christian to the people I wanted to around me, but deep down my heart was far from God. And maybe you're here tonight, and maybe your mother and father are saved. Maybe your friends are saved, and you're acting like you're a great Christian. But you know what? You can fool your friends, and you can fool the Lord. But you can fool your family. But tonight, do you know the one that only knows, that knows your heart, is the Lord. And he knows all about you, and he knows where you're walking with him. And as I say, you can't fool the Almighty God. But growing up as a teenager, in my 15, 16, 17, I struggled a lot with self-esteem issues. I was very insecure in myself. I hated the way I looked. I hated everything about myself. I had such a darkness and depression upon me. I did everything in my power to lose weight. I ate very little. I just didn't eat at all at times. I was at the gym flat out. They took all the Slimming tablets, laxatives in the world to try and lose weight. And you know what? I thought that this would make me feel better. If I lost weight, if I did this, well, then I would look in the mirror and then maybe it would be bearable. But maybe that's you here tonight. And maybe the enemy is telling you that you're too fat. Maybe he's telling you that you're too tall, that you're useless, that you're this. Don't believe. I plead with you tonight. Don't believe the lies of the enemy. Bring him to the book. Bring him. If you're saved here tonight, bring the enemy to the book and tell him who you are in Christ. You are chosen before the world even began. You are adopted into God's family. You are daughters and sons of the living King. And you are so, so precious to him, saved or unsaved. You are so, so precious to the Lord. Don't let him destroy your life. Don't let him ruin your testimony. for all he wants. That's all that he wants to do. And if you're not saved here tonight, know that you can come to the great physician, the great healer that is able to heal you and help you overcome this. And why is there so much suicide nowadays? Why is there so much suicide in our land? It's because the enemy has blinded the minds of the people in the world. He's blinded their minds and he's telling them lies and they're believing it. But tonight I just plead with you, don't believe the lies of Satan. And as I say, no man could help me with this. I went to doctors, I went to counsellors, I went everywhere, and no one could help me. But you know the only one that could help me, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one that could help me. And to rewind forward, 3 years ago, I was at a mission a couple of miles just up the road from my house. A man by the name of George McConnell was preaching one night. And I remember just the Lord really speaking to me that night, and just about where I was with him, and I knew I had to get back on track. I was playing this game, I was playing, acting the great Christian, and I wasn't, I was far away from the Lord, but I knew I had to get back on track with him. I knew I had to surrender my life to him and let him do whatever he pleased with this life. And after the last night of the mission, a Christian friend of mine walked up to me with another friend, and he asked me and my friend I was with to a prayer meeting that was happening the week after. And I remember going to this prayer meeting, and I remember the Lord speaking to me in that mission, and I just realised that I had to get back on track, and I did. I gave my life back to the Lord then. But we went along to this prayer meeting, and we walked into the prayer meeting, and this is no word of a lie. There were people sitting on the floor, and they're putting their hands up to the Lord, and they were pleading and praying and crying unto the Lord for salvation, for to see souls saved, to see revival in our land. And I remember thinking, this is amazing. And the presence of the Lord in that place was amazing. And I came out, I'd never experienced anything like it in my life. And I came out and I was shaking, and that's no word of a lie, I was shaking, and I was just dizzy under the presence of the Lord. I just couldn't believe it. So after that we organised, there were more prayer meetings, and we had 24-hour prayer meetings and 12-hour prayer meetings, and I started going to this thing called The Barn. It's a youth club that's run every month, and I started helping out in it. And we were just really praying that the Lord, this was in the summertime, during the summer months, and we were really praying that the Lord would do a work. It was starting back in September. We were just really praying that the Lord would do a work in September. And we were just praying that the Lord would bring souls in, and that he would save souls, and that he would lead us to know what to do. And we were just really praying for this, and I think we prayed once every week. We just really got down to prayer. And the first night in September that meeting started, 100 people came, 2 people were saved, and 1 person came back to the Lord. Now, no one can tell me that there's no power in prayer. And, you know, at that time, I helped out in the barn for a year, and the Lord just really stirred up my heart. He just really worked in my life and made me realise that there's so much more to the Christian life. You know, there was so much more, and he just gave me such a burden and desire in my heart for prayer. And, you know, after that, I felt the Lord call me to the church that I was brought up in, Gortmerin Baptist Church, and I joined it. I became a member of it. And I'm a Sunday school teacher in it now. And, you know, if someone had said to me 3 years ago, Naomi, you would be up testifying. Naomi, you'd be taking women's meetings. Naomi, you'd be teaching Sunday school. Probably would have fainted right in front of them. Because I had no confidence in myself whatsoever. But isn't it amazing? It is no secret tonight what the Lord can do. He is amazing. And after that, when I came back to the Lord, I just got a real burden. My 2 brothers weren't saved. And I got a real burden in my heart for them. And, you know, we often pray, Lord, give us a burden for souls. And, you know, it's no light thing to have a burden for a soul, because I remember nights being up at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, down in my living room, just in the dark with a blanket over my head, praying and pleading and agonising over my brothers that the Lord would save their soul. I had such a burden for them. And do you know what? The Lord's not only the God that bends his ear to hear our prayers, but he answers prayer. And you know, in February of this year, one of my brothers, Nathan, I'll not tell you the story leading up to it because I'll be here all night, but in February of this year, Nathan bended his knee and he gave his life to the Lord. And that's just amazing. Like, I praise the Lord for that. There's one down and there's one to go. Maybe you're here tonight and maybe you have a brother or a sister or a mother or a father who's not saved. pray on, pray on. Do you know anything about this prayer? Do you know anything about it? There's so much power in prayer. There's so much more to Christian life. Get out of our coldness, get out of carnality and come and realize that there's so much more. You know, God is a God that answers prayer, and he does, and I am a living testimony of it. And I have seen it in my own life. I have seen him answer prayer. And, you know, he's just amazing. Our God is amazing. And even with my self-esteem issues, when I came back to the Lord, you know, it didn't just happen overnight. I wasn't healed in the morning. But the closer I got to God, the more that I have been able to overcome it, the more the Lord helps me each day. And I can stand here and say that I have overcome it, that the Lord has helped me through. And, you know, I pray tonight that you will come and realize that he is a great healer. He is a great God that you can come to, and he can heal you tonight. And, you know, God is just so good, and he's just been so good to me. And I pray tonight that you would just taste and see that he is good, that he is so good. I'd just like to thank you even for having me, and I just pray tonight that you would not leave here not knowing the Saviour, not knowing this Lord. And I pray even for if you're cold at heart or if you're acting the Christian and you're not where you should be, I pray tonight that you'd turn your eyes upon Jesus, that you'd look full in his wonderful face, and as the things of earth, as they grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. I'll just finish with that wee verse again. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. Friend, turn to him tonight. Don't leave this place not knowing him. Don't leave this place. Oh, taste and see that he is good. Thank you.